From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Florida Farm Bureau's Young Farmers and Ranchers received top honors for donating 30.5 million pounds of fresh produce and other foods to assist hungry Floridians as part of the American Farm Bureau Federation's Harvest for All program in 2021. Now in its 20th year, Harvest for All is spearheaded by members of the Farm Bureau's Young Farmers and Ranchers program. The awards were presented last month during AFBF's Young Farmers and Ranchers Conference in Louisville. Elaine Trevino, the Biden administration nominee to serve as chief ag negotiator, is taking a non-political appointment in the administration, and as a result, the White House withdrew her nomination to the trade post at the U.S. Trade Representative's office. Senate Finance Committee Chair Ron Wyden of Oregon says, "I urge the White House to quickly announce a new nominee." Farm groups welcomed her nomination last year, noting the work much needed in agricultural trade. The organic industry's State of Organic Seeds report shows no meaningful improvement in organic producers using more organic seed compared to 5 years ago. The report concludes the lack of progress puts at risk the viability of the organic seed industry and the integrity of the organic label. The organic food market experienced incredible growth in 2020, with sales surpassing $56 billion, a 12% increase from 2019. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.